We're going to move next to our item number two, which is the state forester recruitment process. We will, with us today, we'll have a few subject matter experts. John, would you turn on your mic and introduce yourself, please? It's great to see you here in person.
Thank you, Chair Curley. My name is John Pascoe. I'm the executive recruiter for DAS in the CHRO's office. Happy to be here.
And I see we have Trish from ODF's HR department here as well. And who do we have? Do we have somebody from DOJ and or DAS with us? Yes, no?
Yes. Hi, this is Sylvia Van Dyke from DOJ. It won't let my video turn on, but I am present.
All right, I think they're working on it.
Ah, yes.
Great.
And I'll turn it off for now, but I am here.
Great, thank you for being here. Okay, I encourage the board as we discuss desired attributes and hear from the public on what they are looking for in the next state forest to challenge our positions as we discuss and identify the key criteria, qualities, or skills that will be the foundation for the position description and job posting. For general awareness, the attachment included with the staff report on item two are draft versions for the board, department, and public to consider. I am hopeful we can find alignment on these attributes, criteria, and job search materials for this chief executive officer position through our deliberations. So at this point, do board members have any comments on this subject? Don't all speak up at once. Okay. In that case, unless any of there's any comments from John or our subject matter, any of the other experts with us, then I think we should move on to public comment. Hillary, are we ready for that?
Yes, we can move to that. So today, board chair and board members, we have two folks signed up to provide testimony on item two, as today is anticipated with the decision item. Let me just proceed here. So everyone in the queue, thank you very much for joining us. To ensure we stay on track again, I'll list your names in the set order and call on each of you to begin your testimony. You'll be unmuted for the comment portion and then muted upon conclusion. When you begin, a timer will be displayed for a 3-minute duration. When you see the clock run out, we just ask that you wrap up your comments. So on deck today, we have Amanda Astor as well as Seth Barnes. One moment. And Ms. Astor, you are up, but let me pull up our timer here for you. Ms. Astor, feel free to start as soon as you can.
Okay. Thank you again for letting me speak on this topic as well. Chair Kelly, Acting State Forester Hirsch, and members of the board. Thank you for letting me speak on AOL's priorities in the search for a permanent state forester. For the record, my name again is Amanda Astor, and I'm the Forest Policy Manager at Associated Oregon Loggers. As a reminder, ODF's mission is, quote, to serve the people of Oregon by protecting, managing, and promoting stewardship of Oregon's forests to enhance environmental, economic, and community sustainability, end quote. The primary charges of ODF as identified by its divisions are forest protection, private forests, and state forests. With this in mind, AOL would like to see the new state forester have practical knowledge as a practitioner in one or more of these focus areas. ODF must succeed at these primary functions to maintain a well-functioning organization. Fighting wildfires and managing forested ecosystems requires a high-functioning individual who should not need to play catch-up. These systems are complex, process-oriented, and often stressful. A working knowledge of these processes and systems will be key to the next state forester's success. Thus, it is vital that the state forester understands the work of their employees and how the decisions made by the executive team impact those on the ground. This is a key need to ensure department staff at all levels trust in the decisions made at the Salem office and actually take measured efforts to achieve them. In this same vein, decisions made by the state forester also impact the private sector. Having a former practitioner, certified forester, or other such natural resource specialist is key in understanding the weight of these decisions to local communities, supply chains, and overall state economic health. Just like this board holds tens of thousands of Oregonians' careers, lives, and communities in the balance, so does the state forester. The forest sector in Oregon provides nearly 4% of the entire state's GDP and 53% of the state's payroll employment. The chosen state forester should show a drive to be doing all they can to ensure there is increased demand and safeguards for this important sector moving forward. With the need for forest management, rural jobs, and green building materials on the rise, AOWA urges this board to seek a new state forester who will be trusted by their employees, has a working knowledge of forest management and or wildfire fighting, and who can acknowledge the responsibility of their decisions to all the working Oregonians risking their lives every day to supply the green building materials and GDP the state relies on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, Mr. Barnes.
Chair Kelly, State Forester Hirsch, and members of the board, for the record, my name is Seth Barnes, and I'm the Director of Forest Policy at the Oregon Forest and Industries Council. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to you today about the State Forester recruitment and selection. First of all, I'd like to go to the statute, just remind you quickly. ORS 526.031 states, the State Board of Forestry shall appoint a state forester who must be a practical forester familiar with Western conditions and experience an organization for the prevention of forest fires. The Google Dictionary definition for practical is of or concerned with the actual doing or use of something rather than with theory and ideas. Similar to the word practical, and other synonyms would be empirical, hands-on, real, actual, or applied. I'm going to give you my perspective as a professional forester with over 20 years of experience working in the industry for both private and public agencies. As a professional forester, I would hope that this person needs to have the ability to discuss complex subjects with a depth of knowledge only gained through experience. Like Ms. Astor just included, those are subjects such as silviculture, insects and disease, fish passage, harvest systems, prescribed burning, and wildland firefighting. They need to have the ability to engage with the board and with a breadth of experience and competency that ensures that they speak to you credibly. And they need to have the ability to truly be the state's forester. As a former forester who worked for a state agency, I want to give you a perspective there as well and kind of hopefully help you step in their shoes for a second. In any organization or profession, you want to be able to have confidence in the leadership that is running your organization. Whether you're talking about academia, farming, healthcare, you want a leader who has experience in the ranks and inspires confidence. For example, just going down a rabbit hole, if you work in academia and you're hiring for a new dean, you want that person to have experience publishing, to have experience teaching, to have experience working within a university system, to inspire confidence that maybe they understand what you're going through or how to work through an issue with your work group. In other words, you want to look up and see a person you can talk to, someone who gets it, someone who can help inform a training that might be put on instead of in needing desperately those trainings that are being put on. So in short, I would hope that you're looking for that type of individual that is a state forester that can truly, you know, work in those ranks and help move things forward. And with all due respect, I think that's one of the reasons why Nancy has been such a great person to step in this moment, is that she's that type of individual. And I would hope that you continue to look for someone with those sorts of characteristics that we can have confidence in moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you
both for your comments. It's great to get the feedback from some of our stakeholders, and it will be useful certainly for us to be thinking about your comments as we enter into the period where we will start to look at and judge the candidates that we will have. I just, you know, in terms of process, I want to remind everybody that we were required by statute to take stakeholder and public comment on what they want to see in the next state forester in two public meetings. This is actually our third where we're actually doing that. So I think we've met the statute and the intent. We did have, for those of who are not aware, that we did have a meeting, a special meeting on the 12th of July, where we also took public testimony and received public testimony. So we're at the point where I hopefully we're at the end of this part of the process and the beginning of the recruitment process. Are there any other comments before we go to call for a motion? If not, is there anyone willing to make a motion?
I move. Oh, I'm supposed to say a bunch of more things. I'm new to this.
Adopt the materials.
I adopt the materials that are in front of us.
Okay, great. Anybody want to second that?
Second.
Wonderful. Okay, in that case, we're going to just move to a vote. So I'll remind you to unmute as I call your name. Carla Chambers?
Aye.
Ben Doomling?
Aye.
Chandra Ferrari?
Aye.
So Justice is absent. Brenda McComb?
Aye.
And myself, I vote aye. With the board reaching consensus, the motion carries. We're doing real well on time, so we're going to break a little early here. Are people going to be ready to go, Hillary, early on the next part of this, which is not scheduled to start till 11 o'clock?
Understood. For the record, my name is Hillary Olivos, Reed Board Administrator, and just doing a quick time check. It looks like the agenda is set for 11 o'clock start with the Committee for Family Forest Lands annual report, but I just reached out to the coordinator. There are various landowner voices that will be joining us, and it appears 10:30 should be able to get everybody here.
By 10:30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we'll take a, in that case, unless anyone else has got anything to bring up, we will adjourn until 10:30. Thank you.
Thank you.